You're listening to the Dog Bite Podcast, an unofficial podcast for Fresno State Athletics. The thoughts and opinions are that of the show host and in no way reflect the thoughts and opinions of the university. Today's episode is brought to you by DKO Digital, servicing all of your computer repair and website design needs. Help them help you.
You know, I'm so much more prepared. Like, I've already sent out word that, hey, we need film. I should, you know, have film ready, as opposed to last couple of years, I didn't know what to, you know, be ready for. It's just the newness has kind of worn off a little bit, which makes you calm down and really be able to focus on the task at hand. And that's great for me. I think it's great for you.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Dog Bite Podcast. My name is Lucio. I'm your host of the show. I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in as we continue our ongoing coverage of Fresno State Athletics. And with me, as always, Lorenzo Reyna from the Red Zone Frenzy.
And in that intro, that was women's basketball head coach Adrian Wiggins. In case you missed it, Fresno State, 4 years in a row, they're going to the NCAA Women's Tournament. New opponent this time around. And they're also going to Albuquerque, New Mexico. So that's something that we're going to be covering right here tonight.
Yes, we are. And, you know, it was quite a sight to see the women's basketball team actually, you know, stick it to Louisiana Tech. It was good to see.
I'm back from a hiatus last week from working baseball. So, hey, it's good to be back, everybody.
It is good for you to be back. I mean, we were getting ready to call up search and rescue for you. But you know what? It's good. It's always good that all three of us are here. So,
yeah, we have fun with what we're doing. And if you haven't noticed already, you know, there's been a few changes with the Red Zone Frenzy website. It is actually live and ready to go take a look at. So, you know, if you haven't had a chance yet, go check it out, redzonefrenzy.com.
And trust me, folks, like, this supermodel got more beautiful than ever. This website, I mean, I couldn't stop looking at it. And Chris felt the same way, too. Like, Chris was hitting on it.
Oh, man. And, you know, we've been busy. We've been hard at work trying to change things up, trying to, you know, make things different for everyone. If you didn't hear from last week, we've been changing the format of the Dog Bite Podcast. We're trying to shorten up the show a little bit, only because, you know, we're going to be starting up two shows. We'll have the Dog Bite Podcast, but then we're going to start up a whole brand new show. And it's going to be a podcast about high school football. You know, since we already do it anyways, we're going to, you know, go ahead and just do its very own separate show instead of including it into our own show here.
And it's going to be called the Friday Night Football Podcast. And there's also going to be a website for it. And we'll let you know more on that front when the website will be fully developed, as well as when we'll launch our first official episode. Because, I mean, we're in the spring right now, but most schools are going to start up spring football pretty soon. Fresno State's going to start up spring football. But since we've done the last couple of years coverage of also high school sports, I mean, we figured that, hey, what the heck, we might as well do something there as well.
Yeah, it's something that's gonna take a lot of work, which is why we're gonna be asking if there's anyone interested in helping out with maybe covering a couple of schools or maybe even a whole conference. Let us know. We could use the help, and you know, it's something that we'd like to crowdsource. So as much as possible, you know, the more people involved, the better off we'll be.
Another thing to consider is that if you have scores like during games and you want to send it to us, I mean, we'd be more than glad to help have that as well. Now, maybe one or two of us might cover a game, but I'm sure somebody's going to also be behind the scenes just to make sure that we get the updates rolling in. So, I mean, all help is considered. And if you especially want to attend a game, maybe write a story about it, that'd be great as well.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, it's something that we're hoping that is going to be, you know, fun to do. We don't know yet.
We're gonna have fun with it. We always have fun here.
Yeah, we do. It's just, I don't know how much fun it's gonna be if it involves being a lot of work. So
all work can be fun. I mean, all this was work, and it was still fun.
Well, it's fun always trying to change up the show. So, you know, it's something that we've been, you know, every now and then we throw a new wrinkle into the whole thing. And it's just it's just a matter of trial and error. And like tonight, we're on a whole new system, a whole new mixer. And, well, I had fun getting it set up. It took me about 3 hours to figure out this dang thing.
It looks big, too.
Oh, it's huge. So
it looks like something from an airplane from 747.
Well, the reason why I went ahead and we upgraded some of our system here is because, you know, I wanted to ensure that we're able to put in some live video footage into our live video stream that we do for the show. So we'll be able to run highlights. We'll be able to run player interviews, all video files while we're doing our show, and you can watch them live on our video stream when we do our show. So it's something that we've been working very hard to do, and looks like we finally got it figured out.
Yeah, we got the ball rolling big time here, and I mean, we're continuing to try to diversify ourselves, continue to find ways to basically make ourselves better than where we were yesterday. So
yeah, and you know, it's a work in progress, so bear with us, and I think you're going to enjoy what we come up with. So that being said, we're going to go ahead and jump right into Fresno State Athletics. What do you want to do? Women's basketball?
Yeah, we could start off with that since Adrian Wiggins kind of kicked off the show for us.
Women's basketball, the WAC tournament final was a showdown between none other than Fresno State and Louisiana Tech. And it was a bitter rivalry that was been going on all season. These teams do not like each other. And it ended up coming to the final shot of the game.
And not only that, Teresa Witherspoon was so mad she didn't want to shake hands or even look at Coach Wiggins. She didn't want to talk to him.
No, she didn't. It ended up being very bad blood. I mean, it was a very, how do you put it? It was in very bad taste of what she ended up doing.
Class at all. I mean, so many.
No class.
So many people had basically just blasted her by saying that this was very, very classless of her, no class at all. I mean, it's like, if she really felt that way, she might as well just walk out early. She might as well walk out early.
Yeah. And, I mean, it's that shows no class in a coach. No, I mean, you know, it's just bad sportsmanship, basically. And it was like, her dog had died or something, and she just didn't want to deal with it.
Or her lady texter died. But it's like she loses by 2 points, and she loses in the final seconds, and yet she's that distaste about it. I mean, wow. I mean, I have to wonder if she was even like that during her WNBA days. I mean, not that I really watched the WNBA. I don't know if you did. No.
What NBA? Is that what it stands for?
That one. What NBA?
I mean, she just pretty much got upset that she, you know, she thought she was going to come out of this game with a win. I mean, but it didn't end up that way. And so Fresno State gets the automatic berth into the NCAA tournament.
Either she thought that they were going to win or they were going to set up an octagon. That way they could scrap again. They could have that fight. I don't know if you saw that.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, they had a fight earlier in the season down in Ruston. So all the more reason why there was all that bad blood between Fresno State and Louisiana Tech. I mean, this is more nastier now than Connecticut and Tennessee, I think.
Yeah, and it's only going to get worse. Good thing we're not going to be in a conference next year.
Actually, right?
Are they
one more year?
Basketball's still going to be one more.
And
year.
And then when Fresno State joins the Mountain West, Louisiana Tech gets stayed behind in the WAC.
Okay, yeah. Basketball is a season behind football.
Unless Teresa Witherspoon can petition Craig Thompson to join the the Mountain West so she could take a shot at Fresno State.
That's not going to happen. That is definitely not going to happen. Nobody wants to have Louisiana Tech in their conference for some reason.
Nobody wants Teresa Witherspoon around.
No, but you know, it ended up being a very good game at the end. It took a freshman to win the game for Fresno State.
You know what? I talked to her earlier today, and that was actually, here's what she said. I asked her if that was the first time she ever took a game-winning shot. She told me that's the first time I made a game-winning shot. So that was awesome on her part. Bree Farley is the name.
Yeah, that's always a good thing. I mean, you get your feet wet right there in high-pressure situation.
So now you have to wonder, 2.9 seconds left, who's going to get the basketball? It might be Farley.
Yeah. They say that she does that a lot during practice, mm-hmm. and that she nails that shot every time. So, I mean, that's a good thing.
You know, in a sense, I don't know if many people, obviously you're not a basketball fan, but there was a shot, 1992, it was Christian Laettner when he was with Duke, and he made a shot that was almost similar to what we saw out of Bree Farley, and that pretty much propelled Duke to the national title game. Now, seeing that Fresno State's going to win a national title, but the way Farley shot that basketball, it almost looked reminiscent of that, except that it was on the side, so... It was coming from the right-hand side, I believe.
Yeah. I mean, it is what it is, and Louisiana Tech has to go with their tail between their legs and head on home.
But you know what, though? Louisiana Tech still is in the NCAA tournament. They still got an at-large bid. And here's the other thing, too, is that Fresno State is a 12 seed. Louisiana Tech, despite not winning their conference tournament, they still drew a higher seed. They're still number 10, but it's mostly because of their strength of schedule.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus, there's rich tradition. Plus, they have Witherspoon, and who's like our new favorite coach today, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But, you know, that's pretty much women's basketball in a nutshell. What else is going on? It was men's baseball.
Yeah, I think Chris might want to talk about that one because they're ranked.
Our baseball correspondent, Chris.
Yeah, they were in Nebraska this week. Nebraska was ranked number 29 and won the pools when we were playing them. They're unranked right now, but they won two of the three games in that series. And Greg Gonzalez, the senior pitcher, was named the WAC Pitcher of the Week for the second time this season after pitching seven innings and having a career-high 12 strikeouts.
Yeah, that's very good. And they were ranked before going into these games this weekend. Yeah. They were ranked, what was it, 23?
Right, 18, 20, I think 23. And
I think there were 20.
There's like four different polls.
There are 23, and now they're currently ranked.
There's four different polls. There's 17, 19, 20, and 25.
Wow.
Those are all four of those polls are listed in the NCAA website. That's where I got them from. So I was like, which one's official?
There's so many crazy
on the NCAA website.
But, you know, they went into Nebraska and came away with 2 out of 3.
Yeah.
And that helped them out because Nebraska was also ranked.
Yes, they were ranked in one of the polls that goes up to 30. They were ranked number 29 in that poll. And they also beat Bakersfield, who was ranked number 30.
That's right. Cal State Bakersfield was also ranked.
Yeah, they beat them this past Tuesday.
And Fresno State is pretty much, this early in the season, is making short work of some of these ranked teams.
And I also will say, it seems like the Diamond Dogs must love the state of Nebraska. Because every time they go there, they do really well.
So. They're doing very good lately.
They even had a chance to visit Omaha on the way to Nebraska. The six members who are still
on the team.
Members of the Bulldogs, who are two of the coaches. One, a graduate assistant, Ryan Overland, who was a player at the time. The seniors, Jordan Rivera, Danny Muno, Dean Ascott, they posed for a picture, and they also got to view the outside of the brand new stadium they're going to start playing in.
And hopefully they'll get a chance to go take a look at that new stadium and play in it this year.
Hopefully, so. Man. It looks like this could be the first time we get a regional since, I believe it's been since 1995 they've hosted a regional.
If they can get a regional here, I'll go and visit you at work.
That'd be nice.
We'd love to visit you.
For those of you who don't know, Chris works he's one of the guys on the field crew.
I'll be in the booth. We'll put Lucille to work.
For baseball and softball.
Yeah, we'll put Lucille to work. Have you?
Yeah, I'll get down there and start doing some interviews and stuff. That's fine.
No, we want you to rake the field.
Oh.
And Chris, you'll be Chris's intern for the day.
I'll be the one. I'll be working under Chris for that day. Okay, I see how it is.
Or you could just be in the stands or be up in the booth with me we tried to do it.
Now, not to show up the men, but the women are also doing very good in softball right now.
Yeah.
And Chris, what's the scoop on women's softball?
They just hosted their home tournament this weekend, which was Thursday through Sunday, which was a very long weekend for me working. The 16 games overall.
Yeah, there was a lot of games this past weekend.
Yeah, 16 games overall. Five on Saturday and six on – I mean, five on Friday and six on Saturday.
Okay, and women, how did they come out of that?
They won 5 out of 6. They beat Idaho State twice. They beat Drake, Troy, and Bradley, and then they lost to number 11 Cal.
Okay.
They lost to them 6-2 in the final games on Sunday.
So it was a pretty good showing for the women's softball team this past weekend. So it seemed like they were enjoying themselves also.
Yeah. So this was to get them ready, because right now they're going to have their toughest weekend this coming weekend when they have to go to Fullerton. They play three of the top 12 ranked teams.
Now, how are the women looking as far as on track to heading into the NCAA tournament? How are they doing? Do they look like they're going to get an automatic berth, or do they need to win a tournament or something?
Right now, so far this season, they've been 2-2 against ranked teams. They beat Baylor and Missouri when Missouri was ranked number 8, and they lost to Houston. And
so basically the women are still ranked right now, the softball team.
Well,
they're not
ranked. They lost the ranking when they lost their last three games in San Diego the last week.
Oh, that's right, when they had the little slide that they were having. But they're still looking good.
They have
a very strong RPI. They should have no problem getting into as a berth into the NCAA championship, World Series of softball, or whatever it's called.
Hawaii's been struggling recently, so you know they're not. Last couple weeks they haven't been looking as strong as they were last season.
Okay,
so it's gonna be a very good race for the WAC this year.
Yeah, so that it's if you haven't had a chance already, I mean you're missing out as far as baseball and softball is going on. It's been very good lately.
Yes, softball will be at home tomorrow against Bradley, and then baseball they're gonna host a 4-game series starting on Thursday against Washington State.
Okay. So that sounds good. I might head to some of those games.
Yeah, Chris, like, keep in mind, Chris is a Washington guy. He's not a Washington State guy, so we know what he's gonna go for, so.
Yeah, and so moving on, baseball, softball, basketball, men's basketball, you know, we don't even need to go there.
Well, Steve Cleveland Watch 2011, I guess, is still in full effect.
Well, Steve Cleveland, if you haven't been paying attention, I mean, there was an article on the Red Zone Frenzy, but, you know, since it was down for maintenance, Lorenzo posted an article about Steve Cleveland possibly
you know, on his way out
of Fresno State. So it's something that we have to keep an eye on, because Thomas Bay is really keeping, you know, tight-lipped about the whole situation.
And right now Thomas Bay is celebrating with the women's basketball team. So, I mean, I think what was going to happen anyway was that he usually, after every season, he'll evaluate the team with the coaches. So I don't want to jump to conclusions. But, I mean,
we'll know more in a few days or so.
However, I will say this. In the event that Steve Cleveland does get the axe, there are some notable names in the college basketball world that are starting to pop up. One of those names is Paul Hewitt from Georgia Tech. This was the same guy that once led the Yellow Jackets to the national title game in 2004. Now, granted, Georgia Tech's been on a downward spiral since then, but the fact that Hewitt has the Final Four in his resume and a national title game appearance, that might be too good to pass up. Another notable name recently was Jeff Capel. I believe that's how you pronounce his name, but he was originally at Oklahoma, fired recently for back-to-back losing seasons, but his ultimate claim was he produced Blake Griffin from Los Angeles Clippers.
Yeah.
The guy that dunked over the car.
I mean, it's something we're going to have to keep an eye on. We'll know more in a few days as to what's going to happen here. I mean, it's just right now it's so up in the air. We don't know what's going to happen. He might come back for another year. Who knows?
We'll see. If he comes back, it'll be 7 years. And the other issue will be whether or not Greg Smith also comes back, the sophomore big man, because he's been toying with the NBA as well.
Yeah. So, yeah. 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 So, you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, Lucille won't see what happens, but I probably will. So,
yeah. You know,
Lucille looks half awake.
Since I'm so torn with basketball right now, I mean, I just don't know what to do.
We'll try to convince you.
Okay. Finishing up with basketball, what else is going on? Is there any other sports in action right now? Not really, huh?
Not really, but spring football, I believe, is starting up on Wednesday.
Right around the corner.
Yeah, it's supposed to be this month.
So they're going to start practices already this upcoming week?
I think it's this Wednesday. I have to, I probably will know more by tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll keep you up to date. We'll know more by next show and next week.
And keep in mind, all spring football practices are usually open to the public. So
we'll get some interviews and stuff when we can.
Well, you're more than welcome. Not only that, anybody, like a spectator, student, whatever, you're more than welcome to go out there and actually see the team before they hit the field in 2011. So
yeah, so you know, it's going to give us an opportunity to get out there and test doing some video interviews for our live audience here.
Now, for when people do go to spring football, now just know that they're not going to really be preparing for, like, say, Boise State or San Jose State. They're mostly going to work on, like, certain weaknesses that they had during the previous year.
So it's basically a strength and conditioning kind of spring
practices. And plus, like, certain positions will also be open too.
I mean, they use it to basically see what they have, because there's a lot of incoming players that they don't know much about, and they want to test them out in certain situations.
And
so,
certain players, like say Devin Wiley, they're going to want to try to stay healthy.
He might not even play. So, you know.
Well, he thinks he won't play. So,
he might not do much practice. Heavy practice is what I mean.
We'll see.
I mean, they might do some stuff to test his leg to see how he's doing, but they're going to probably try to limit him as much as possible to keep him fresh.
I will say this, though. The Love Fest is going to your not Tyler Stilwell, not your quarterback, but Derek Carr.
Oh, well, you know, it's a lot on Derek Carr's shoulders, because he's being treated with having to kind of save the program, because right now we've been kind of in a little bit of a downward spiral as far as a lot of people are concerned.
And they're already hyping him up because they already have the Cal tickets on sale.
Well, they have to because they need to get something for the fans to get excited about to buy those season tickets. And right now there hasn't been much excitement
and
about anything.
And to convince them that this team might not go 8-5, but we never can tell.
Yeah, exactly. And we won't know until Derek Carr steps out onto the field. So we'll see what happens.
But if you want to see Derek Carr, I mean, spring football is a good chance to see him.
And we're usually there. I mean, we'll get some coverage as much as we can. But, you know, yeah, football is just around the corner and we love it. I mean, that's our bread and butter here.
We love it like how Chris loves his Giants.
But other than that, speaking about some of our Fresno State alumni, Nick Watney won a golf tournament.
It was the Cadillac tournament, I believe.
Not really sure which one it was. All I know is he won one of the golf tournaments.
Yeah, Tiger Woods placed 10th, and he was still smiling.
Yeah. So he actually came out on top and actually won the whole golf tournament. So that is a good sight to see one of our Fresno State alums faring well in the golf world.
All right, it was the WGC at Doral that Watney won, and he actually rallied back to win it.
Okay.
This was this past weekend.
Now, some of our other alumni who are going to see maybe not that it wasn't such a good idea to make the jump to the NFL are being forced to kind of sit on the sidelines since the Players Association decertified this past week, and the lockout has begun as far as the NFL. You will probably not see a season of football next season.
Well, I also will say this. I don't know if you heard the latest news involving the upcoming draft.
No, what's going on there?
Basically, the NFL Players Association, they're urging the rookies that want to plan on being in New York City that get invited to the draft, they're urging them to not attend.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so if you're going to do that, you might as well just not have the draft at all.
And it might not happen, to tell you
the
truth.
Well, they'll have the draft anyway. They'll hold it, but now the big issue is who's going to show up.
Well, the kind of catch 22 is those players aren't part of the players union yet, because they're technically haven't been drafted into the NFL yet. So
they named Von Miller from Texas A&M as sort of like the rookie representative.
Okay.
For them.
So, you know, it's this is a whole big old monster, and I don't think we want to get into that right now.
I thought you love football.
Hey, we're running out of time already, so we gotta start wrapping it up.
Yeah, you talk about tackling monsters. We tackled Jeremy.
But it's, I mean, this whole situation is not faring good for some of those Fresno State players who decided to make the jump to the NFL, namely like Hamler, who decided to go as a junior. I still think it's a mistake, and now I've been proven right.
Well, you know what? I don't know if you saw, but Hamler's 40-yard dash time at the pro day was actually a lot slower than the one at the combine.
And that's not going to help him. Yeah. So, you know, that's... yeah, that's
It's a shame for Chris Carter, though, because I really thought Chris Carter really like busted his tail to basically help solidify his case that he can be a legitimate NFL prospect, maybe perhaps a steal.
Yeah, yeah. So it's, you know, it's sad to see that for some of these players. But, you know,
it's like a nasty divorce, but it's not Hollywood. So
but that pretty much covers it. For next week, we'll let you know more about what's going on with spring football, because it's just around the corner. We'll keep you up to date with everything as far as baseball and softball, and also let you know what's going on with the women's basketball team. Do they start playing already next week?
It'll be Saturday. The game
this
is
Saturday.
Yeah, 1 o'clock Pacific, I believe.
Okay.
Actually, wait, it's 4 o'clock Eastern, so it should be 1 o'clock Pacific.
So, you know, if you get a chance, root them on, tune in and check out and see what the women's basketball team can do at the NCAA tournament. So, but I think that's pretty much it. I mean, once football starts up, we'll have a lot more to talk about. We'll be able to fill the show a little more.
We'll still have plenty to talk about. I'm sure next week we'll, hopefully if Fresno State does win, we could talk about their victory and their next matchup as well. I mean,
meanwhile, check out what we've done with the Red Zone Frenzy's website. Get over there, take a look at it, you know, look around and stuff. Actually, with this new setup, you can actually, every article that Lorenzo posts or any of us post up on the Red Zone Frenzy, if you have something to say, you can actually post a comment on them and we will get those. So
do keep it clean, por favor.
Well, you know, we got final approval, so if,
all right, awesome.
If it comes in unclean, it won't get on the website. So
yeah.
Make sure you keep it clean, and it'll show up on the website. So get over there, check it out. Also, keep an eye out. I'll be shooting over some updates as far as what's going on with the new show. And just keep tuning in, and we'll let you know what's going on.
And another thing too, I cannot wait to add more stories to the new look to Red Zone Frenzy. I feel like I'm a kid again. I feel like I'm 6 years old. It's Christmas. I just opened a present. I'm getting ready to play with this toy.
And he's gonna get on that tonight. So you just wait. So we'll see what happens.
So nobody give me a call or anything.
And the site is still being tweaked. So you know, hang in there, and you know, some of the looks might change here and there, but. You know, just keep an eye out. So, you know, no new article will be posted on the Dog Bite Podcast website, because I have handed over the keys to Lorenzo tonight, and he's going to start posting up some new articles.
I'm ready to drive. I got my license. I'm ready to drive.
So, with that being said, final thoughts.
You know what? I do want to say there was a horrible tragedy that happened in Japan. I do ask that everybody do keep Japan in their thoughts and prayers as we speak. I mean, just looking at the images, it looks like it's not even getting any better. So
no, it was pretty bad. It ended up being an 8.9 on the Richter scale, just off the coast. Last time I checked, they have reported at least 10,000 people dead. Or missing. They're still looking for, I believe, 4 trains that were full of people that got caught in the tsunami.
So keep Japan in your thoughts and prayers. Just continue to think about Japan.
So, yeah. Chris, any final thoughts?
I'm good.
He's always good.
He's a man of many words. We're still trying to.
He's still interning for us.
He's,
so.
he's evolving. We're getting him to open up a little more. But, again, tune in next week as we cover more of what's going on in Fresno State Athletics. And if you haven't done so already, you know, become a fan of the show. Go to the Facebook. We got a fan page, Dog Bite Podcast. Just do a search for Dog Bite Podcast. Or you can even go to our website, dogbitepodcast.com, and become a fan of the show. Or even Red Zone Frenzy. You can do the same thing at the redzonefrenzy.com website and Become
and
a fan.
And you can also look at my Twitter feeds on the actual website as well.
Exactly. That's all been up there. So you can actually follow everything that we do directly from our websites. So we're trying to consolidate everything as much as possible and make it more user-friendly. So with that being said, everyone, enjoy your week. And join us again next week as we cover more of Fresno State Athletics. So again, until next time, enjoy your week.